We're talking today with Polly Ruhling, of course, the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Polly, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now. You're at this mid-year meeting. One of your things that I know you tried to accomplish is to do some kind of checking up, some checkpoints on the projects that are in place for this current fiscal year. How are they going?
Well, they're going really well. We have a quarterly report in from the evaluation program that indicates that all of our projects are currently on track, no issues. So that's a really good thing. And we are a little bit more than one quarter into our fiscal year. So we're in good shape right now with our projects and our funded opportunities.
One of the things that was done a couple of years ago now was the conscious decision to move a lot of your advertising resources to the world of social media, digital interface with consumers. How do you feel that has gone to this point? What are you hearing from the folks that do the number counting?
Yeah, and you know, that's a very interesting question because in my mind, the shift that we made over the past year and a half is much more profound than taking information and shifting it from a traditional platform to a digital platform. I think what we agreed to do, what the operating committee agreed to do, is to more or less build a beef community that included our beef eaters. So we didn't just take information and move it from one to the other. We started engaging our customers in a way that we have never done before. So I think the success that we've realized, phenomenal success, 360% increase in our website traffic over the past year, has been a reflection of not only a move from one media to another media, but also a philosophical shift in the way the checkoff reaches and engages consumers. And consumers, especially the millennials, really appreciate that attitude change as much as they do the platform change.
I know that I just saw the other day some tweets that you had talking kind of cheering on the idea of increasing, obviously, the folks that are under the big tent.
Mm-hmm. I really believe that in today's environment, consumers want to feel like they're part of the product. They don't want to feel like they're being sold to. They want to feel like they're being included in. And so when I talk about the beef community, to me, the community involves people who make the food and people who eat the food. Shifting our thinking toward including our consumers, our customers, and our eaters in our community, in what we do, is really important, I think, to the future of our product and especially to the future of the millennials' way of thinking about what we do.
As you've, analyzed your numbers and how you've had impact, give me some examples of some of the breakthroughs that you think that you've been, successful with.
Well, I think one of the things we know is that our millennial audience really loves food. They're foodies. They like the food experience. And so instead of providing them with necessarily a written recipe, we still do a lot of that, but we've had recipe videos where we go step by step and show them what to do in a beautifully shot kind of video atmosphere. That now is an experience. That's like watching a movie. That's not like reading a recipe card. So I think that has been extremely successful, lots of views on that, and engaging them in ways. Let's say there's a TV show on beef and somebody's cooking beef on TV. We will take that television experience and take it into social media and start tweeting and posting on what's going on the television, because we know that that audience is never engaged in only one screen at a time. It's a multi-screen, multi-device experience for them all the time. So those kinds of broadening experiences as opposed to an advertising campaign are really what's getting us, taking us into the future right now.
Now, advertising is one of your goals, one of your pillars, along with research and education. Let's talk about research for a moment, if we could. What is important? What do you really need to be working on today, and are you working on today that'll have results tomorrow?
I can't stress how important research is to the checkoff program, because all the decisions we make in the other areas that you've mentioned are based on either market research or other types of research. So I'm a real big believer in innovation, especially in beef, because I think that the beef product can get boring to consumers, and these millennials want a new experience all the time. So innovation, product innovation, research is going to be even more important in the future than it is now, if that's possible. Nutrition, human nutrition research, critical to the checkoff in the future to keep beef on the plate and to keep the science base for beef's role in a healthy diet top of mind for consumers. Safety research never goes out of style. Safety is the price of admission, I always say, for the consumers. They have to trust that we're providing them with a safe product. So safety research, another cornerstone of the Beef Checkoff program, very important going forward.
I know you've already invested dollars and continue to tout the outcome of the sustainability study as well.
You bet. Sustainability, although it's driver number seven for consumers' choice, it is growing in importance and moving up the list. So that sustainability research, very important to show folks how we do things and also to set benchmarks so that we can practice continual growth in the beef industry.
You know, you mentioned nutrition, sustainability as well has kind of figured into these nutrition guidelines. And I know that that's something that a lot of concern in the industry. You're more of an information provider in this regard instead of an advocate, but yet you've got tools that can hopefully be shared with these final decision makers, right?
We have a strong science base in favor of beef's role in a healthy diet, and we continue to share that science base. The checkoff really has the key and foundational science in this area that the industry can build further action toward the dietary guidelines on. Checkoff, of course, not a lobbying organization, not allowed to lobby with checkoff dollars, but we do always focus on the science, and in this case, thank goodness we have, because it is the key science we have to offer as the dietary guidelines process goes forward.
When it comes to research, what's out there that you need to be addressing that you haven't gotten to yet?
I think that that we need to think about production technologies and the way we use them and how consumers think about them. We need to be very careful in this area because we need to maintain our freedom to operate, and we need to maintain our freedom to move into the future efficiently in the beef industry. At the same time, we always have to keep an eye on consumers and what consumers want from our products. So that balance in research is going to be very interesting, understanding this issue thoroughly and making decisions for the consumer. I think it's the way that the government treats some sorts of pathogens in beef and whether or not they call them adulterants. That's a very interesting and challenging issue and something that we can help with continued safety research. Just a couple of things. I understand the WHO is considering beef and possibly carcinogens in the future. I sure would like to know exactly where beef stands with that and a further research base on that. We do have pretty good research base on that that was built about 4 years ago with the checkoff, but further research on that would be something that I think we should engage in as well.
Your third platform that you work in is education, and they kind of go hand in hand with the other two platforms, of course, but it seems like there's a lot of need to bring people up to understanding all of these things about beef, as far as its goodness, its safety, its taste, its quality, its sustainability, all of these things.
Yeah, and what I like to call that on the education front is appropriate transparency. In other words, it starts with the science, and then it goes to the understanding of the consumer and what the consumer needs, and the education is pushing out that information in a transparent, appropriate kind of way. And so you're right, that all of our platforms are very intertwined and depend on one another to operate efficiently, and education is no different than the rest.
Seems like, of course, we've had lots of talks, and I know that you've been monitoring the Beef Checkoff Working Group, what they've been doing and how they're trying to come together. The need for resources is stronger than ever before, right?
Well, I'll tell you, since we started with the Beef Checkoff Program, inflation alone, 47 cents is what the dollar that we started with is worth. So, and that doesn't count the other things, like how much does something cost versus how much it cost then. How much the challenges have changed and grown in the last 30-ish years. So, yeah, I would say that if we had more resources, we could do some pretty amazing things with those resources from our checkoff investors. And what it comes down to, I guess, what cattlemen have to think about is How much money are you willing to invest in your marketing for your product? Sometimes I hear, you know, I don't want to give the check off any more money. And I think to myself, you mean you don't want to give yourself any more money? Because really what that does is put more money in your pocket eventually. So that's cattlemen need to think hard about that investment, I think.
And I guess, you know, along those lines, you've got latest survey on the acceptance of the checkoff, the perception of the checkoff by producers. Very, very strong numbers again.
Very strong numbers. As a matter of fact, the folks who say they disapprove of the beef checkoff program is at its lowest in history at 11%. We still have very strong support for the checkoff program. It's about the same as it was last survey. We've dropped a couple of points within statistical significance margins, so about the same, and that's the strongest it's been in 21 years. So I like to think that discussions about the checkoff program have actually made people think about how important and valuable it is to them, and that shows in our approval rating.
One last question as far as looking forward. I know you're always doing some strategic thinking and planning, and your officers are, and your board, and you've got committees, I know, doing these things. What is out there that you're trying to move toward with the checkoff and with this whole program of trying to get consumers buying more beef, using the product, and enjoying it?
I think probably primarily is the fact that 95% of the world's population lives outside of our borders. And so we're thinking very strongly about how we engage the rest of the world to understand the quality and other product attributes of U.S. beef versus beef from other countries. That's aggressively pursuing global markets is very important. On the other hand, we do have other ways to engage domestic consumers more than once or twice a day. For example, we have new breakfast options for beef. Breakfast is kind of a new area for us, and we know that protein consumers are kind of riding high on protein right now. They want protein at every meal. So we are pursuing quite a number of breakfast options for beef that would allow us kind of that one more beef eating opportunity for our domestic consumers.
The top hired hand for the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board, Polly Rulin. In San Antonio, I'm Ron Hayes of the Oklahoma Farm Report.